Hello out there, you're listening to my second podcast. In this episode, I want to talk about the implementation of my Wicked Problem Project. For my Wicked Problem Project, I decided to create a web quest to help my students explore the solar system, which is one of my state standards. Before putting the web quest into action, I conducted a short interview with the technology coordinator at my school, Dave Fuentes. Let's take a listen. This is Evan Obranovic, fourth grade teacher at Aspen Elementary. I'm here with the Aspen Elementary's technology coordinator, David Fuentes, and I thought I'd ask him just a few questions and his opinions on WebQuest, which I'm going to be implementing with my class, and I believe it's the first WebQuest I've heard of being done in this school, at least. So, Dave, what are some of the pros you feel are to using a WebQuest in the classroom?
Thanks, Evan. The biggest pro that I've seen or can think of with regard to the WebQuest is exposure to the students on the different search techniques that are available for identifying their subject matter.
What would you say, or what do you see in the future as being some cons to using this device to teach students certain subject matter?
Well, the biggest con to anything technology related has to do with access. We are fortunate that we have a 5-to-1 access scenario at the elementary school, including two dedicated labs to allow the students to come in and work on this project or these projects without worrying about access to the internet. It becomes an issue when you're looking at doing it outside the school environment because we don't have any control over the level of access that they have, as well as content issues with regard to filtering and finding quote-unquote unsafe sites relating to that particular web quest.
All right. And just kind of the final, I know we've talked off the record a little bit. How do you foresee this going with the fourth grade class trying to do a web quest learning about the solar system?
I actually am very excited about the options to have a web quest, both from the standpoint of exposing the kids to a new approach for doing research and writing, as well as the ability to provide a curricular item across the board to the entire grade level so that they're able to take that going forward as they move into middle school and high school with regard to using this new technological approach for writing.
Awesome. Well, Dave, I'm sure I'll be using your help here in the future. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I designed a web quest that has my students in groups of three learning about one planet of the solar system and having everyone study the Earth and the Sun in addition to that one planet to eliminate them from the rotation. The students follow several links to resources like NASA's Exploring the Solar System to learn the designated topics they are given to explore. This portion was executed by my students beautifully, and I was amazed at the teamwork I saw. With a narrowed focus, students were using the information they found to thoughtfully answer questions and really learn about their planet. The second task has the students planning and writing two short persuasive paragraphs about their planet. Students must plan out their writing using the information they had gathered from task one. This portion took a little more scaffolding and explanation, but after a few roadblocks, most groups seemed to understand the concept and were able to successfully plan out and complete two short persuasive paragraphs. The third part of the web quest is to have the students design a web page layout. They will use this layout to create a contribution to a class website designed to inform users on the solar system. The third task also proved to be the most difficult for my students to grasp and for me to explain. It was hard for my students to envision their work on the Google presentation as only a template for what the real website would look like. Trying to show the students my vision of how the class website could work only seemed to confuse them more. In the future, I'll need much more scaffolding and building on my students' prior knowledge to make planning a website far more productive. The project is still underway, but overall I'm quite pleased at how my students are interpreting it and what is being produced. I'm looking forward to helping my students get to the end result and learning what to tweak for the best results next time.